Grooveyard.
Welcome to the Grooveyard, where we play the music of the 20th century. Some you will have heard, some you will not have heard, and some you wish you have never heard. Here's your host for this 60-minute visit, James Eaton.
Hello all, on this visit to the Grooveyard, we're taking a deep dive into the vaults that hold the music from the 60s. Yes, it's a whole 60 minutes of 60s music. Caftans and beads at the ready. Baby, please don't go, from the Amboy Dukes.
Please don't go.
feel now. I've been sleeping, yeah, on that midnight train, and I'm crying. Oh, I'm crying. Listen here, baby. But please don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so, baby. Please don't go. Make you walk along, baby, please don't go. All that, yeah.
Hey! 1967 was the year that amazing version of Baby Please Don't Go by the Amboy Dukes was released, a band that had Ted Nugent at its core. From Chicago, we go to Hertfordshire, UK, and the creation with the equally magnificent Making Time from 1966. Back to 1967 and to a band that had Keith West in it. He went on to be the singer of Grocer Jack from the Teenage Opera. Here is Tomorrow and My White Bicycle. My white bicycle.
by his rubbish bin. My white bicycle. Disgrace shines no light upon my face. Through the darkness we still see my white bicycle and me. My white bicycle.
My white bicycle.
My white bicycle. Policeman shouts, but I don't see him.
Thank you.
A double play there on the 60s special. My White Bicycle from Tomorrow, followed by a cover of a Roland Kirk instrumental by Jethro Tull that was on their album This Was, their first one, released in 1968. Right, off with those beads and caftans to my favourite girl group, who's up next with Past, Present and Future from 1966, the Shangri-Las.
Past. Past. Well, now let me tell you about the past. The past is filled with silent joys and broken toys, laughing girls and teasing boys. Was I ever in love? I called it love. I mean, it felt like love. There were moments when, well, there were moments when. Present. Go out with you? Why not? Do I like to dance? Of course. Take a walk along the beach tonight? I'd love to. But don't try to touch me. Don't try to touch me. 'Cause that will never happen again. Shall we dance? Tomorrow's a long way off. Maybe someday I'll have somebody's hand. Maybe somewhere someone will understand. You know, I used to sing a tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. I'm all packed up and I'm on my way, and I'm gonna fall in love. But at the moment, it doesn't look good. At the moment, it will never happen again. I don't think it will ever happen again.
The Grooveyard.
two girl groups together there. First the Shangri-Las and Past, Present and Future, followed by, from 1963, the Phil Spector produced Ronettes and Baby I Love You. Before he became a glam rock icon, Mark Boland was in a band called John's Children that in 1967 released Desdemona.
Desdemona, just because you're the daughter of a man, he may be rich, he's in a ditch, he does not understand. Just a how to move old rock and roll to the conventions of the young. Desdemona,
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 lift up your skirt and fly.
He was on lead vocals. That was Desdemona from John's Children. To episode 6, a band that had Roger Glover on guitar before he joined Deep Purple. And in 1967, they released Love, Hate, Revenge.
I bought a doll from it. Just like you, and though I know that it sounds a little crazy, I can make you feel anything I want you to. If I want you to cry, bet your life you're gonna cry. Clean up, put two drops of water in this little doll's eye. So if I wanna get even, what you to me, all I gotta do is break its heart and you'll feel misery. Mind. You're at my mercy the way I
You're listening to The Grooveyard with James Eaton. Email grooveyard@gmx.com.
From episode 6, followed by a band called Naz that was formed by Todd Rundgren and bassist Carson Van Osten in 1967. Then in 1968, they released that classic Open My Eyes. Great example of phasing on that track. To a band who renamed themselves from the Premiers to the Human Beans in 1966, and they had a number 8 hit in the US with Nobody But Me.
Can do
Philly!
Like
Nobody But Me from the Human Beans. Now from the first album by Captain Beefheart and his magic band called Safe as Milk. It was released in 1967. Here comes Autumn's Child.
People die. People kill.
People die.
Together there, Autumn's Child from a band with a cult following, Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, and on to another band with a cult following, the Monks, formed in Germany in 1964 by five American GIs, and they released in 1966, Complication. To 1965 now, and the Barbarians with Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl?
Music from the 20th century in the Groove Yard.
Back when I try to tell you, I love you. love you, I love you. Yes, I do, but the words won't come.
And I don't know what to say.
I shouldn't hide my love deep inside. The world should explain, but the words won't come. If you could see what you mean to me, the words should explain, but the words won't come. And know how hard I try to tell you I love you, but something holds me back when I try to tell you I love you, I love you, I love you. Yes, I do. I love you, yes I do, but the words won't come. You, I do. The words should explain, but the words won't come. I shouldn't hide my love deep inside. The words should explain, but the words won't come. And oh, how hard I tried to tell you I love you, but something holds me back when I try to tell you. Yes, I do, but the words won't come.
And I don't know what to say.
I love you.
Double play from the Barbarians, first asking the question, are you a boy or are you a girl? Followed by One Hit Wonders, People, with an exclamation mark. In 1968, that song written by Chris White of the Zombies got to number one for People in Japan twice, and also in Australia, Italy, South America, and number 14 in the USA. But for People, that was their only hit. Fancy some lemon drops.
Yeah.
Twosome there. First up, the Lemon Drops from 1967 on I Live in the Springtime, followed by the Staple Singers from 1968 and The Power of Love. Well, I'm afraid it's that time to leave the Grooveyard once again, so thanks for coming, and I hope you've enjoyed our plunge into the 60s vault. Remember, there's an open invite to return when we next rummage through the recorded relics of the 20th century. Leaving you with Blue Mink, who, before singers Madeline Bell and Roger Cook joined and recorded the smash Melting Pot, they released this self-titled single instrumental in 1969.
Just been on a 60-minute visit to the Grooveyard with your host James Eaton. If you would like to listen again, go to grooveyard.mataroa.blog, spelt M-A-T-A-R-O-A. You can also see this visit's playlist and get the podcast. Emails can be sent to grooveyard@gmx.com. This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.